home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Your heart and your mind. things will go your way if you hold on for one more day. Can you hold on for one more day? Things will go your way. Hold on for one more day.
CFW Wilson Phillips and Hold On. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Back at it. It's Monday. Hope it was a great weekend for you. But back to reality we go once again. It's Mike McKay along with you to all the veterans out there. I want to be the first to say, or maybe you've heard it already, but definitely happy Veterans Day today for you. Thank you so much for what you did, what you've done for us, and allowed us to have the freedoms that we get to enjoy each and every day. And I think a lot of us forget about it, but I won't. So thank you so much. Hope today will be a good day.
I got a fever, got a pulling disease, and it'll take my
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Friend of mine, That kind of love was the killing kind.
Sarah Smith and Crying, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope it's going to be a great day today, the 11th of November. It is Veterans Day today. If you're just getting your day started, hopefully it will be a good day today. All right, let's get to our feel-good story of the day, shall we? Let's start things out with a positive story. This is pretty good. Part of a class project 26 years ago, a fourth grade student named Mackenzie Van Eck created a message in a bottle, threw that bottle into Lake St. Clair in Ontario, Canada. Earlier this month, a current kindergartner student named River Vandenberg, who just happens to attend the same school that Mackenzie attended all those years ago, was visiting the beach with his grandmother and found Mackenzie's message in a bottle. River took the bottle to his school, where a fourth grade teacher read it to a class that amazingly includes Mackenzie's daughter. What a small world it is. Her daughter's name is Scarlett. She was shocked to hear the words being read by her teacher. She said, "My mouth completely dropped." And everyone was like, "Who's that? Who's that?" And I was like, "That's my mom." Mackenzie admitted she occasionally wondered what happened to that bottle. And somehow, someway, that bottle found its way back into her life and the life of her daughter a quarter of a century later. How cool is that? And it just proves what a small, small world we live in.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW. Up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Yeah.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, some more. Mike McKay along with you. All right, give me like 7 minutes. I have a pretty amazing another edition of Wait, What Happened? Guy goes into a bank to let the bank know about some stolen checks. Wait till you hear what happened and how they found the stolen checks. It's coming up.
Tell me lies.
cynical, but I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink it and always be for. Yeah, I will drink it and always be for.
Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
CFW, there goes Billy Joel, Uptown Girl. Good morning to Sandy, listening this morning. Sandy dropped me a text through the Civic Media app, said she's up at it, getting ready to get her day started. Looking forward to a new week. A lot of fun things coming my way. Well, good for you, Sandy, and thanks for getting your morning started right here. Don't forget to have that Civic Media app on your smartphone, and feel free. Drop me a text if you want to say, just say howdy. Or if something's going on, you want to let me know about it, maybe you got a question about something, you can do that through that Civic Media app. It's free. Get it on your smartphone, and then search 105.7 CFW. Make us your home station, and then we're with you wherever you are. And you can also email, text, access our website. Yeah, it's a great app to have on your phone. All right, here's another interesting edition of Wait, what happened? In Poland, a guy stops by a bank teller window to report the theft of a book of checks. A bunch of his checks were stolen. So they take down his information. The man steps away from the teller window and is going to talk to somebody else at the bank. She wanted him to talk to another person at the bank to get a little bit more information. That's when the man behind him steps up to the window and tries to cash a check. The same checks that had just been reported stolen by the man in front of him. Police were called as they detained the suspect. Bank employees subdued the suspect, activated security doors. Police arrived on the scene. The man was arrested. The victim got his checks back. Well, almost all of his checks back. It is a really small world, isn't it?
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Looking for your dream home or the perfect investment? Whether it's a peaceful lakefront retreat or a cozy country escape, Royce Roberts at Edina Realty has you covered. Turn your real estate dreams into reality. Google Royce Roberts Realtor and start your search today.
Special Order Business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like Flexsteel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will receive a portion of the nearly $1.4 billion opioid settlement with the grocery chain Kroger. According to Attorney General Call, Wisconsin will receive nearly $21 million for opioid abatement with payments beginning next year. In total, the state is expected to receive nearly $800 million from various opioid-related settlements. As part of the settlement, Kroger also agreed that its pharmacies will need to monitor and report on suspicious activity with opioid prescriptions. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has announced $550,000 of grant funding for nonprofit organizations across the state. According to WDVA officials, the organizations were chosen for their financial assistance programs, entrepreneurship training, and services offered for veterans. Among the organizations receiving funding are the Indian Head Community Action Agency in Rusk County, the Lost Creek Ranch in Pierce County, Trinity Equestrian Center in Eau Claire County, and the Ashland Area Development Corp in Ashland County. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors is pushing for the Wisconsin State Legislature to expand Medicaid coverage. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that does not accept expanded Medicaid coverage, which would allow increased coverage for people living at up to 138% of the federal poverty line. Dunn County officials say Medicaid expansion would allow an additional 700 county residents to qualify for coverage and 90,000 residents from across the state. The county board recently passed a pair of resolutions calling for the change. A Chippewa Falls community staple will soon be closing its doors. This week, Molson Coors announced that Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls will be closed and production will be moved to the company's Milwaukee facility. According to a statement, the popular Liney Lodge and Pilot Brewery will remain open, but the production will be fully transitioned. The Milwaukee facility already produces more than 75% of Leinenkugel's stock. Community members say they're shocked and upset that the historic brewery will be closing. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
CFW, carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Yeah.
It was Kansas 105.7 CFW. Good morning, John and Deb. Listening this morning in Chippewa Falls, they dropped me a text through the Civic Media app. So just love hearing from y'all in the morning. Let me know that you're listening. Deb said, John's making coffee. He's in charge of coffee. I'm in charge of the radio. We love listening to you and getting the day started with you each and every weekday morning. Mike, thanks for being here and being with the Chippewa Valley for so many years, and we're so glad that you are back right here on 105.7 CFW. We love the new format that the radio station is. I do too. It's fun, isn't it? So thank you very much for listening. Appreciate it. Hope it's going to be a great day today for you. It is Monday. We're back at it once again. Veterans Day today. Here's Mr. Jones.
We got different reasons for that.